From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the United Nations Security Council adopts new sanctions on North Korea. Wednesday's vote came in response to North Korea's latest nuclear test and long-range missile launch. The new sanctions include a total arms embargo on North Korea, a mandatory inspection of all cargo in and out of the country, and a halt to the import of certain products that could be used for military purposes. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power says North Korea has consistently focused on its nuclear and ballistic missile programs instead of the basic needs of its people.
The regime continues to plow ahead, as it demonstrated the last 2 months. That is why the resolution we have just adopted is so much tougher than any prior North Korea resolution, and why it goes further than any sanctions regime in 2 decades.
Samantha Power. The U.S. presidential candidates are focusing on the next 2 weeks when more than a dozen states and several territories will be holding primary elections or caucuses. For Democrats, the next big contest will be a primary election in Michigan. For Republicans, primary votes in Ohio and Florida on March 15th. John Hudak, senior fellow at Brookings Institution, says Hillary Clinton has all but wrapped up the Democratic nomination.
She really is the inevitable nominee. Her wins were huge in the South last night, and in terms of delegate math, they were even bigger.
Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson, while not formally dropping out of the race, issued a statement saying he sees no path forward to the nomination. 7 people were killed Wednesday in a shootout between suspected Islamic State fighters and security forces in the Libyan city of Sabratha. Militants took over the city for a time last week, and local brigades have been battling them ever since. This is VOA News. U.S. officials say American Special Operations Forces have captured a suspected Islamic State operative in Iraq. It is the first such capture since the force began conducting operations in Iraq and Syria. Officials say Americans are interrogating the detainee, who was expected to be turned over to Iraqi officials in coming days. A plan by Spain's socialists to form a governing coalition failed Wednesday to gain the approval of Parliament. Efforts to get a government for Spain have been deadlocked since an inconclusive election in December. Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has asked his lawyers to speed up his extradition to the United States. It seems he doesn't like the way he's being treated in Mexico. Guzman, who twice escaped from Mexican prisons, faces an array of charges linked to the hundreds of tons of illegal drugs he has shipped across the border. The Inter-American Human Rights Commission said Wednesday there are serious rights violations in Mexico. The commission says torture, killings, and disappearances often go uninvestigated by authorities. The Organization of American States panel says Mexico is suffering from a serious crisis of violence and impunity. A senior U.S. official says the agreements on the cessation of hostilities in Syria and the delivery of humanitarian aid are broadly holding. Lisa Schlein reports.
U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken calls the massive human rights violations in Syria deplorable. He tells journalists in Geneva the United States strongly supports efforts at the U.N. Human Rights Council to try to bring the perpetrators of war crimes and crimes against humanity to justice. Blinken says the U.S. is working with Russia and other countries on a parallel political track to bring Syria's 5-year civil war to an end. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The foreign ministers of France, Germany, Ukraine, and Russia are scheduled to meet in Paris Thursday to discuss ways to defuse the conflict in eastern Ukraine. They hope to achieve an effective ceasefire to prepare the ground for a political settlement. After 340 days in orbit, American astronaut Scott Kelly and Russian cosmonaut Mikhail Kornienko have returned safely to Earth. The Russian Soyuz spacecraft carried them back. It made a soft landing in Kazakhstan Wednesday. Police in southern Malawi say a mob has burned to death 7 men who allegedly possessed human bones to be used for witchcraft. The head of the Ansanji District Police Force told reporters Wednesday the mob rounded up the victims Tuesday and set them on fire. Police are investigating but have not made any arrests. A police spokesman said the bodies were so badly burned, identification has been difficult. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.